Okay. Okay, it's Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Hey, finishing on Pilchas Mila. And then we go on to Pidgin Aben. So, hey, Isha Shemesa Shnei Bonea Machmas Mila. Let's say a woman who both her kids died because of Mila. Shanira Ki Amila Ichishas Koichem. Seems like the Mila is what weakened their strength. Ain Malinus Ashlishi. Then you can't mal the third kid until he grows up and he has strength to withstand whatever it is that caused the first two siblings to die. Let's say a woman has one child that died because of Mila, and it happened to her sister. So you see that we're talking about genetics over here. As I gam shara achayas layamul b'neim achiyigdulu yischazki. Then the other sisters should not mal their kids until they grow older and they gain their strength. Child born by Ben Ashmashas or even a little before, Yasa Shelas Chacham Masa Yumal, he should make a Shelas Chacham when he should make the meal. Now, we've seen that according to at least in Hilchos Nida, the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch calls Shkia Ben Ashmashas. So if that's the case, so then the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch is saying that even if a baby's born a little bit before Shkia, you push the bris till the next day. As far as I know, we don't really do this anymore, although if I remember correct, Rav David Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha, was makbid, that if the baby was born 5 minutes before Shkia, then he pushed it till the next day. Right? Meaning like today is Tuesday, so a baby was born 5 minutes before Shkia, he would make the bris Thursday. I'm sorry, Wednesday. Fine. Tinuk Shemes Kodim Shemich Nibel. If you have a Tinuk that died because of Mila, whether it's within 8 days or afterwards, meaning you have a child that never dies before it was able to have a bris. So we give him a mila next to the grave to remove the embarrassment. That he shouldn't be buried with the arla because it's a cherpetin. And we don't make a bracha on that mila. That as a zecher that they should have rachmanis on him in a shemayim. And that he should have Deya to recognize his parents based on the name. I think nowadays the Chevra Kadisha just gives the name, and it could be once the baby's born, then the parents do. Certainly with a stillborn, they usually don't tell the parents where the baby is buried, and they're just the Chevra Kadisha gives it a name. It may be yomtiv. Okay, that's then ayin. Like, what do you do on yomtiv for the bris? Let's say they forgot to give him a bris and they bury him with his arla. If they realized it with enough time that the body didn't yet become disgusting, then they have to reopen the grave and they have to give a bris. But if they didn't remember till a few days after the bris, so that means the baby already decayed. We do not open the grave for that. The minig is to make a su'uda in yom ha'mila. She called mitzvah she kibble yourself a simcha. My mitzvah is mila. Any mitzvah that Klai Yisrael was mekav of a simcha, adayin oisim b'simcha, you still do b'simcha. Ksiv sasanoichi alem nasecha. I was happy with the things that Hashem said. Midashinan zu mila. And that midashin, that's referring to mila. Vish eshele lasa su the haguna mekavetz ve'ena oisa ele bakof amini mesikul v'dayma. Somebody who is possible for him to make a Suda, a proper Suda, and meaning if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. But if you can and you cheapen out and all you give out is coffee and some candy, that's not proper. Misha Mizaman and Isil Sudas Prismila, somebody they invite him to a Sudas Prismila, but Yadea Shiesham and Noshim who gone him a Chuyiv Gamhula Lechas. And he knows that there are proper people there. He's Mechuyiv to go. Right? Meaning it's as opposed to a mixed seating or whatever. Right? So that's the source that you're not supposed to invite to a bris. I know I can last a Suda, we mean a Peres and Mashkin, Belela Shabbash, Kadamila, and there's a minig to make a Suda with fruits and drinks on Friday night before the meal of Zeo Gam, Begam Zeo Suda Smitza. That's also called the Suda Smitza, so that's a Shalom Zachar. Right? I know again, Shabbalila, Shalfnei Amila, that at night before the meal, yeah, it's Kabtim, Mabesa Tinak, Vaiskin Batayra, they gather in the Tinak's house, and the Isaac Batayra, Vaiskin Kitsa Suda. And they make a little suda v'zu ainlik din suda smitzva. That does not have a din of a suda smitzva. She'ena el minig ba'alma. All it is a minig ba'alma. Okay, so that is Hilchas Bris Milu. Kuf samach dalet Hilchas Pidyon Aben. Pidyon Bechor by Yitzif. It's a mitzvah to say Aleph. Mitzvah to say al kol ishmi Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to say on everybody in Klal Yisrael. Meaning, initially it's the father. But it's a minig for Klal Yisrael, a mitzvah, I'm sorry, for Klal Yisrael, not on the mother. It's not mechuyev. The mother's not mechuyev. She yifta mikayin es benoi shu bechor li'imoy behes loim. That they're paid a kayin for a son, that's a bechor to the mother. It doesn't, bechor doesn't go with the father. It's called peter rechem. It goes with the womb of the mother. Behes loim. Uva matvea shalano tzarech shiyil kol kach ad shiyeh bekulon chamisha loit ushlish kesef tzarech, whatever it is. You don't have to give Dafka money. You can give him anything worth it. I have a karkas, but you can't give karka or shtaris because that karka, it's written in the Torah. There's a diak in the pasuk and shtaris because it's nothing. There's nothing valuable to shtar. It's only what's written in it. Start again. You're starting in 5 minutes.
I want to make sure that they have enough guys.
Yeah,
we're here.
But now you can last the suit of the I'm ready to go. Don't wait for me. I'm gonna be done in 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
Okay, so if it's a tircha, forget it. Sorry. If they said to one kayan, if a guy said to one kayan to be paid to his son, also lachzer boy, you now let it go find a different kayan. And if you go paid him from some a different kind of raise a poly, then he is considered redeemed. Gimel ain't paid as a bechor at sheyavro alav shloish shviyoy. You can't be paid the bechor until 30 days pass. It's very confusing for people when this is. V'yom shloish ve'echad yiftu miyad. Not on the 30th day. You paid on the 31st because you need full 30 days to pass. Shloish lahashis is a mitzvah, and you want to do it immediately so that you don't push off doing the mitzvah. You don't do a pidyon aben on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Although there's a Rebbe Kiva Eger that says you could do the pidyon on Friday, that it should be chal on Shabbos. Now you can last this as a pidyon. But Yom, the minhag to do the pidyon during the day, because the reason for that is that if you do it at night, then sometimes it's not a full 30 days. And it's meaning it might be the. So that's why we if during the day, it's usually safer. If the 31st day passes and there was no pigeon, or if it falls out on Shabbos, you should be paid immediately the next night. Don't wait. Meaning, if the pigeon falls out on Shabbos, so you do that in that case, even though the minig is to be paid during the day, you should be paid at night. Although there's many that disagree with that and say you should still do it during the day. This is the process. The father brings the bechor in front of the kohen. And he lets the kohen know that he's a bechor pet rechem. It's the firstborn from the mother, who's a Yisraelis as opposed to a kohen and a Levi. And you bring silver or what's or the equivalent of heislayim, and you put it in front of the kohen. This is my bechor. And then you put it in front of the kohen. So my boss, what would you rather have? I'd rather have my son. I'd rather have my son than the money. When the father is holding the coins in his hand, before he gives it to the kohen, Then he immediately gives the coins to the Kohen because you don't want to make a hefsek. And the Kohen takes the money and he puts it on the head of the son. We're swapping one out for the other. Then he puts his hand on the head of the son. Then they make a bracha. You can make it on any drink there. If you're going to make it with, let's say, soda, well, soda probably doesn't work, but let's say coffee, then you have to make the pidgin before Natilus Yidayim Vesuda. During a Suda, you don't make a bracha on other liquids, only on wine. When there's wine, then you do. Because then you do the pidgin after Maitzi. So basically, you're supposed to do the pidgin after Maitzi. You make the bracha on wine because you make a bracha on wine during a meal. But if you're going to make the bracha on something else, like Chamar Medina, then you have to make the pidgin before, because otherwise you can't make the special bracha. Okay, I'm sorry if I went a little quick, but they're waiting for me for Ma'ariv. Everybody should have a fine night. Suras Tovus.
Sorry, not my fault.